Hello, my name is Douglas Block. I'm an author and mental health educator. Welcome to your Depression Recovery Podcast, where each week we talk about practical tools and coping strategies for healing from depression and anxiety. This week's podcast was adapted from one of my YouTube videos. I hope you enjoy it. The title of this video is Why Do Depressed People Suffer from Low Self-Esteem? And before I answer the question, I'd like to define what low self-esteem is. And the best way to do so is by a very, very famous joke written by one of my favorite comedians, Groucho Marx, who had his heyday between the 1930s and 1960s. And one of his routines, he once said, I would never want to belong to any club that would have me as a member. Woody Allen thought so highly of this joke that he used it in the opening scene of his film, Annie Hall. Think about it. If someone says, I would never want to join a club that would have me as a member, that person must have a pretty low opinion of himself. And unfortunately, that's the way many people with depression feel. This is why in the DSM-5, the seventh symptom of depression is called feeling of worthlessness or excessive or inappropriate guilt. When I was growing up, they called this having an inferiority complex, and a lot of people with depression certainly do feel inferior. Now, why should this be so? For a number of reasons. The first is biochemical. As the Greeks realized many centuries ago when they coined the term melancholia, from which we get melancholy, some people are just born with a depressive temperament. And I talk about this in my video called Dysthymia, Living with Chronic Low-Grade Depression. The other way that someone develops low self-esteem is through childhood conditioning. Now, there are a number of ways this can happen. One is through having a parent who had low self-esteem or who was depressed, and you just pick it up by osmosis. This was certainly the case with my father. He was a very kind and gentle man, but he grew up in poverty, and as a result, he had a lot of low self-esteem, didn't think highly of himself, was self-critical. And if I'm around that, if that's my male model, some of it's going to rub off on me. The other way that low self-esteem comes is if we're criticized a lot as a child, told we're no good. We can hear this from parents, siblings, peers, sometimes even teachers. And given enough repetitions, this becomes ingrained in our subconscious. It's very difficult to root out. And this is precisely why I made the video called Healing Your Core Negative Beliefs. A final way that children develop low self-esteem is through so-called failure experiences. For example, I used to be a teacher and I saw many kids with dyslexia and ADD because they didn't learn like other kids. They thought they were not as smart. This led to a sense of failure and therefore to depression. And this is why you often see ADD and depression as co-occurring disorders. And then, of course, there's my favorite schnook, the cartoon character, Charlie Brown. Remember every time he tried to kick the football, Lucy would pull away, he'd fall flat on his face. And pretty soon he started to say to himself, why can't I do anything right? You say that enough times to yourself and you will definitely feel bad. Now, what is the antidote to such negative self-talk like Charlie Brown's? Well, one obvious way is to build your self-esteem by using positive affirmations and talk yourself up. I guess my favorite affirmation was said by the iconic boxer Muhammad Ali, who would proclaim,
I am the greatest!
Imagine if you believed in that all day long. Another cool affirmation comes from the words of David, the psalmist, in the book of Psalms, who said to God / his higher power, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I have a whole bunch of self-esteem affirmations like this. I put them in my book, Words That Heal. And if any of you would like the entire list, please email me, douglasblock@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send them to you. The second way to get a sense of higher self-esteem is to set and achieve small goals that you can accomplish. Now, this is especially important when you're really depressed, and maybe the goal is, I want to get out of bed, or I want to cook a meal, or I just want to go to my outpatient clinic. And the more you do this, the more you set and achieve goals, this gives you the success to even set other goals and maybe even more difficult goals. And we used to call this nothing succeeds like success. Finally, if part of your low self-esteem comes from feeling ashamed that you have a diagnosis of depression, remember, depression is not who you are. It just describes how you are suffering. Inwardly, you're still whole and well. And one of my favorite stories that illustrates this, I've told this in other videos, has to do with the $20 bill story. And here's how it goes. A well-known speaker started off his seminar by holding up a $20 bill like this. He said to the audience, who would like this $20 bill? And people started raising their hands like crazy. Wow, free $20 bill, cool. Then he said, okay, I'm going to give you this bill, but now I'm going to do this. He took it and he started crumpling up his hands. Oh, just completely messing up. Put his hand down. He says, now who wants it? Still people raise their hands. He said, okay, I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to do one last thing. He dropped it on the floor and he smashed it into the floor. Oh my God, he picked it up from the floor after it was smashed and he like it said, now who wants this? Still people raise their hands. He said, you've learned a very valuable lesson. No matter what I did to this bill, it was still worth $20. That's why you still wanted it. Now, many times in life, circumstances may make you feel like you're crumpled or dropped or ground into the earth, and you may feel worthless as a result. But no, 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 that's not true. You will never lose your essential value. You are special. This story makes it clear that even if we suffer from depression, there's a basic core of wholeness and goodness that is really our true essence. And affirming this inner light will help us to maintain our self-esteem even as we struggle to return to wellness and to get over this condition. This has been Douglas Block. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something from it. If you'd like to ask me any questions about what you have heard, feel free to email me at douglasblock@gmail.com. That's my first and last name, all lowercase, @gmail.com, without any dots or underscores. If you would like to learn more about my work with depression, you can visit my website, www.healingfromdepression.com, or go to my YouTube channel. Just open up YouTube and type in the words Douglas Block Depression, and my depression recovery channel should come right up. Finally, I would like to remind you that depression and anxiety are treatable conditions. It may take time to find the right therapy or combination of therapies, but if you persevere, you can achieve the healing that you seek. And until our next podcast, I wish you the best in your mental health recovery. Thank you for listening.